move to follow the swoop, but it was late. There was a moment when the swallow should have appeared, and it didn't. Then it passed across the gap and for a moment was on both sides of the other stone at the same time. Seeing it made Tiffany feel that her eyeballs had been pulled out and turned around. Look for a place where the time doesn't fit. The world seen through that gap is at least 1 second behind the time here, she said, trying to sound as certain as possible. I know this is the entrance. There was some whooping and clapping from the Nac Mac Feagles, and they surged across the turf towards her. That was great! That reading you did, said Rob Anybody. I didn't understand a single word of it. Aye, it must be powerful language if you canny make out what the heel is going on about, said another Pixie.
You definitely ha' got the makings of a Kelda, mistress, said not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock-Jock.
Aye, said Daft Woolly, it was smashing the way you spotted them sweeties, and didn't you let on? We didn't think you'd see the wee green one, too. The rest of the Pixies stopped cheering and glared at him. What did I say? What did I say? He said. Tiffany sagged. You all knew that was the way through, didn't you? She said.
Oh, aye, said Rob Anybody. We ken that kind of stuff. We used to live in the Queen's country, I ken, but we rebelled against her evil rule. And we did that, and then she threw us out on account of being drunk and stealing and fighting all the time, said Daft Woolly.
It wasn't like that at all, roared Rob Anybody.
And you were waiting to see if I could find the way, right? Said Tiffany before a fight could start.
Aye, you did well, lassie.
Tiffany shook her head. No, I didn't, she said. I didn't do any real magic. I don't know how. I just looked at things and worked them out. It was cheating, really.
The Pixies looked at one another. Ah, weel, said Rob Anybody. What's magic-y? Just waving a stick and saying a few wee magical words. And what's so clever about that, eh? But looking at things, really looking at them, and then working them out, now that's a real skill.
Aye, it is, said William the Gonagall, to Tiffany's surprise. You used your eyes and used your head. That's what a real hag does. The magicking is just there for advertising.
Oh, said Tiffany, cheering up. Really? Well, then, there is our door, everyone.
Right, said Rob Anybody. Now show us the way through.
Tiffany hesitated and then thought, I can feel myself thinking. I'm watching the way I'm thinking, and what am I thinking? I'm thinking, I walked through this arch before and nothing happened. But I wasn't looking then. I wasn't thinking either, not properly. The world I can see through the arch isn't actually real. It just looks as though it is. It's a sort of magical picture put there to disguise the entrance. And if you don't pay attention, well, you just walk in and out of it and you don't realise it. Aha! She walked through the arch. Nothing happened. The Nac Mac Feagles watched her solemnly. Okay, she thought. I'm still being fooled, aren't I? She stood in front of the stones and stretched out her hand on either side of her and shut her eyes. Very slowly she stepped forward. Something crunched under her boots, but she didn't open her eyes until she couldn't feel the stones anymore. When she did open them, it was a black and white landscape. Chapter 8 Land of Winter.
Aye, she's got first sight, sure enough, said William's voice behind Tiffany as she stared into the world of the Queen. She's seeing what's really there.
Snow stretched away under a sky so dirty white that Tiffany might have been standing inside a ping-pong ball. Only black trunks and scribbly branches of the trees here and there told her where the land stopped and the sky began. Those, and of course the hoofprints, they stretched away towards a forest of black trees, bowed with snow. The cold was like little needles all over her skin. She looked down and saw the Nac Mac Feagles pouring through the gate, waist deep in the snow. They spread out without speaking. Some of them had drawn their swords. They weren't laughing and joking now. They were watchful.
Right then, said Rob Anybody. Well done. You wait here for us, and we'll get your wee brother back. Nay problemo.
I'm coming too, snapped Tiffany.
Nay, the Kelda Disney...
This one diz, said Tiffany, shivering.
I mean does. He's my brother, and where are we?" Rob Anybody glanced up at the pale sky.